Happiness is everybody's dream.
这个快乐是所有人的梦想。
Yet happiness is so far away.
不过快乐往往是抓不到。In
reality, we live in a world full of problems and issues.
实际上我们在这个世界里充满着许多的问题。
Full of unexpected, and we can't do anything about it.
有许多的未知数，我们甚至控制不了。
Job says that man who is born of a woman is few days and full of trouble.
约伯说，人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难。
Many of us do not born into a rich family, and we can only imagine if we have a richest man as our father, the most powerful man in the world as our dad.
我们许多的人生长在我们的家庭当中，不是非常的富裕。有些时候我们会梦想，要是我的父亲是最有权势、最有财势的，多么好！The
good news is that we are all children of God.
好消息是我们所有的人都是神的儿女。We
do have a heavenly Father who is most powerful and has all the resources beyond all the wealth they add together.
我们的确有一个最强有有力的天赋，而且他拥有世界上所有的资源。How
blessed is us that to have a heavenly Father who shepherds us through the life full of disappointment, full of unexpected.
我们有天父在我们的生命里头带领我们、引导我们，是我们的牧者，是何等的有福。How
blessed is us to have an almighty God, an all-powerful Father to shepherd us through this earthly life.
我们有全能神，还有我们的天父带领我们经过一生，是何等有福的。Without
a shepherd, we can only go through life and bear our own burdens.
如果我们没有牧者，我们的生命里头就必须要自己背负重担。I
read of a mother who pushed her mentally disabled child off the building, and she also jumped to her death because she felt she see no hopes in her situation.
我读过一篇报章，报道这个母亲失去了希望，她将她这个 残疾的孩子从高楼推下去，然后自己也跳下去自尽了，因为他完全失去了希望。If
she knows the Lord is her shepherd, this will not have happened.
如果他知道主是他的牧者，这件事情就不会发生。There
was a newlywed, and the husband, due to unknown reason, fell to her death on the night of their wedding.
有一对新婚夫妇，这一个丈夫 不知道为什么在这个新婚那一夜坠楼身亡了。The
widow who we call Hilton widow, unable to accept this fact because of the passing of her husband, dying on the wedding night, killed herself 1 year later.
一年过后，这一个寡妇，我们称她为希尔顿寡妇，因着她不能够接受丈夫在新婚当夜坠楼的这件事情，一年后她也 自尽了。If
she knows the Lord is her shepherd, this thing will not have happened.
如果他知道主是他的牧者，这件事情也不会发生。Many
years ago, when I was living in Los Angeles, I heard of a couple. The both husband and wife got fired from the job, so both of them killed three of their children and then themselves.
许多年前我在洛杉矶的时候，听说有一对夫妇。 夫妇都被这个雇员解雇了，然后因着这样，他们将三个孩子杀了之后，两人也自尽。If
they know the Lord is their shepherd, this would not have happened.
如果他们知道耶和华是他们的牧者，这件事情就不会发生。David
gone through hardship.
大卫他的生命有许多的苦楚。We
do not know the background of Psalm 23.
我们不知道诗篇23篇的背景。But
we know that in verse 4 it says that he went through the valley of the shadow of death.
不过在第四节，我们知道他行过死荫幽谷。We
know that he is being chased by enemy.
我们知道他被仇敌追杀。We
also know from the Bible that he's betrayed by the loved ones.
我们也从圣经里面知道他被他的身边的心爱的人给出卖了。
But he said, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
不过他却说, 耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不致缺乏。
Yes, Psalm 23 is well most loved by all of us.
是的, 我们许多人都非常喜爱这篇诗。
This is the best known psalm in the Bible.
这个是圣经里头最出名的诗。
Millions have memorized this psalm.
千千万万的人把这篇诗记下来。
Ministers have used it to comfort so many people who suffer through trials, illness, and death.
有许多这个牧者用这篇诗来帮助那些经过患难的人。
Spurgeon called this is the pearl of the Psalms.
史布珍说这个篇诗是诗篇中的珍珠。
And McLaren said that it dries out don't know how much tears.
还有另外一个牧者说他这篇诗擦干了多少的眼泪。
In the 19th century, people realized this. And in fact, there are many commentators say that if you study this psalm, you realize it has absence of doubt, misgiving, fear, anxiety.
在第19世纪，当这些诗经家查考这段诗的时候，他们说，在这篇诗里面没有疑惑，没有这个眼泪等等的。
If you study this psalm carefully, you realize this psalm is full of confidence, full of assurance, full of hope.
这篇诗，如果你好好的读的话，会发现它是充满着希望，充满着把握。
Are you going through life alone?
你独自行过这个生命吗？
Do you feel lonely?
你觉得孤独吗？
Do you feel nobody can share your burden?
你会不会觉得没人帮你背负重担？
Nobody guide you through?
没有人引导你？
Do you have a shepherd to mentor you, to lead you, and to guide you?
你有没有一个带领你的牧者？
This psalm is very personal.
这篇诗非常的个人。
It's very intentionally personal, very real, and very intimate.
他是故意的将这篇诗写为个人的，因为它是非常亲密的一篇诗。
If you read this psalm carefully, it begins and ends with the name of the Lord Yahweh.
如果你仔细的读的话，这篇诗开始跟结束都是以神的名字耶和华。
Verse 1 says, The Lord capitalized is my shepherd, I shall not want.
第一节说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Last verse, chapter 6, I will dwell in the Lord Yahweh forever.
最后一节，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
So you see, it begins with the name of the Lord Yahweh, verse 1, and Yahweh, verse 6, the last verse.
所以他以耶和华就是神的名做开始，也以耶和华神的名为这个结束。
Secondly, you see in the middle, he said in verse 2, he said this is a third personal pronoun. He makes me lie down, he leads me, he restores me, he guides me.
第二节、第三节，他使我躺卧在青草地，他使我的灵魂苏醒，这些都是以第三人称呼。
Yahweh, he called the name and he said he. But when it comes to verse 4, he said you.
他开始称神为耶和华，然后他说他就是第三人称呼，不过到了第四节，他却说你。
He says that you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me. You have anointed my head.
你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头。
Technically, this is called inclusive.
这个是好像一个括号一样。
This is basically telling us that he's trying to dry up his from his calling personal name to third personal pronouns to calling God by speaking, by praying to him directly.
他从这个称呼耶和华的名字，然后到这个第三人称，再接着第二人称的时候，就是他亲自呼召神的名。
So the center is the focus of the song.
所以这篇诗的中间就是这篇诗的主题。
And the word you is emphatic.
这里所讲的你是非常强调的。
You are with me.
你与我同在。
Your rod, your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me.
你为我摆设筵席。
You have anointed me.
你用油膏了我。
Yes, the Lord Yahweh is my shepherd.
是的，耶和华主是我的牧者。
Yes, our faith is a very personal one.
是的，我们的信心是非常个人的。
If the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
如果耶和华是我的牧者，我必不缺乏。
This is almost we can recall Psalm 73.
就好像诗篇七十三篇一样。
Remember Psalm 72:25 says, "Whom have I had in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh, my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever."
诗篇第七十三篇这里说，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Our faith is very personal.
我们的信心是非常个人性的。
Christianity is not just about ideology or set of doctrine or a system.
基督教不只是一套思想或者是一套神学观念。
It's very personal. Do you know the Lord yourself?
它是非常个人性的。你自己认识主吗？
Is the Lord very personal, very intense personal to you?
主在你的心里是一个非常个人的主吗？
So here he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
这里说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Why is the Lord your shepherd that you shall not want?
为什么主是我的牧者，我必不缺乏呢？
You know, when we have a problem, we always look at our problem. The more we think of our problem, the more we meditate on our problem becomes so big, then our God becomes so small.
很多时候，当我们遇见困难的时候，我们不断地注视着我们的困难，不断地一直在想有关我们困难的事情，把我们的困难变成了非常的大，却把神变成非常的渺小。
If we turn our eyes upon Jesus,
如果我们举目注视耶稣，
If we come to the Lord and come to His temple and think about the Lord,
如果我们来到主的殿中，我们思想主，
Our theology will inform us,
我们的神学就会教导我们，
We will meditate on the Lord,
我们会注视主。
Who is He?
主是谁？
What kind of God is that?
他是什么样子的神？
So the more you think, your theology will help you overcome all the problems that you face.
你越是思想，你的神学观念就会帮助你去面对困难。
So he called the name of the Lord Yahweh.
所以他称主的名字是耶和华。
The first time we heard of this name is in Exodus 3:14.
我们第一次听见这一个词是在出埃及记第十四章。
Moses asked the Lord, "Who are you?"
摩西问主，你是谁？
He said, "I am who I am."
他说我是。
Basically, that it means I'm Yahweh.
其实那里所讲的是我是耶和华。
Or we can translate, "We are the I am the living God."
或者我们可以这么翻译，我是永生神。
But this name has another meaning. It means I'm all sufficient.
不过这一个名字其实有另外一个意思，就是他是完全的自足的。
He has everything under his control.
因为他控制掌控一切。
He controls everything and he has everything. He doesn't need anything.
他掌控一切，他也拥有一切，所以他不需要任何事物。
If you have such a God who is so resourceful as your father, as your mentor, as your shepherd, I shall not want.
如果你有一个这么有权势而且拥有一切资源的神为你的牧者，为你的带领人，为你的天父，你就不致缺乏了。
David knows the Lord very well.
大卫很认识主。
David, to him, it's not just an ideology, it's not just a doctrine, it's not just theology.
对于大卫来说，这一个并不只是一套思想，并不只是一个神学观念。
He knows the Lord personally.
他亲自认识耶和华。
He knows the Lord intimately.
他非常与耶和华非常亲密。
He says, "If the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
他说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Why I shall not want? One, that means I shall not have no other desire.
也就是说他完全不爱慕任何别的事情。
I have the Lord, I have enough, I'm contented, I'm satisfied.
我有主，我就知足了，我已经非常的满意了。
You know, sometimes I already think our sisters know this lesson more than us brothers.
常常我会觉得姐妹在这一方面比弟兄的认识更好。
You know, because we always when we get married, if a sister or lady married to a man, and this is the richest man in the world.
当一个姐妹或者一个妇人她嫁给一个非常有财势的人。
To her, she knows.Once I have you, I have everything.
他知道当我拥有你的时候，我已经拥有了一切。
So you ask him, do you want everything? No, I just want you. But he should know, once I get you, I got everything.
可能这一个财主会问这一个女人，你只是要我吗？还有别的你想需要的吗？这个女人却说，我只要你罢了，因为她知道当我拥有你的时候，我拥有你的一切。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
That's why John Piper said the Lord is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.
所以派伯说，我们当我们在主里面最满足的时候，主就会得到最大的荣耀。
When you find your most satisfaction in the Lord is most glorified.
当我们最满足于主的时候，主就得到最大的荣耀。
So David knows.
所以大卫他知道
He knows if the Lord is my shepherd I will be fully satisfied I'm contented I do have no other desire
他知道当耶和华是我的牧者的时候我就完全的知足我不需要有别的爱慕
What does the shepherd do?
牧者做的是什么呢
If we understand what shepherd do the shepherd basically has to have to take care of the sheep 24 hours
这个牧者要24小时不断的照顾羊群
24 hours a day, 7 days a week non-stop taking care of the sheep
一天24小时一周七日他会不断的照顾这个羊群
day and night, summer or winter it's fair weather or foul weather wherever, whatever the, he's really taking care of the sheep
不管是这个的白天还是昼夜不管是这个热晒还是雨淋，他都必须要照顾羊群。
The shepherd labor very hard to feed, to guide, to protect the sheep.
牧者要保护还有带领羊群，他的工作非常艰难。
Therefore, you can see in this psalm that he said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以在这篇是说，主耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Why? Because he gives me rest.
为什么呢？因为他使我安息。
He give me rest.
他给我安息。
So, let's look at verse 2.
那我们来看第二节。
Verse 2 that he makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul and he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
第二节，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So if you look at verse 2, you basically we can break down into two points.
如果我们看第二节，我们在这里可以有两个分点。
The Lord basically take care of our physical needs as well as our spiritual needs.
主不只是照顾到我们物质上的需要，也照顾我们属灵的需要。
Verse 2 says, He makes me lie down in green pasture.
第二节，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
You know, this is a metaphor as a you know, what is the green pasture to the sheep?
这个是一个比喻，因为对这个羊来说，青草地是什么呢？
It's not only a place to lie down, a place to sleep, but it's also food.
不只是一个躺卧休息的地方，也是食物。
And I can't think of a imagery. How do you explain to children that a sheep lying on the green pasture? How does it feel?
我不能够想象要怎样向一个孩童解释这个羊群躺在青草地上的时候，这个感觉到底是如何。
You know, I try to think and I come up with the.
我思想过后有一个这样的绘画。
I like chocolate.
我喜欢巧克力。
What happened if my dad loved me so much and he has my bathtub full of chocolate and let me lie down there?
如果我的父亲多么的疼爱我，他把一个浴缸装满了这个巧克力，让我躺在上面。
I like the imagery.
我喜欢这样的一个绘画。
I love it. You see, this is how the Lord bless us.
神就是这样的赐福于我们。
He led me to the green pasture, and he leads me to beside the quiet water.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
Lead is the word that is using a mother trying to hold a daughter, a young children trying to walk and guide him or her to walk.
这里的原文的意思是指着一个母亲带领着这个幼小的孩童行走。
It's very gentle.
是非常的温柔。
I'm trying to teach him how to walk. There you are.
这个好像教导孩子如何行走一样。
And I'm telling you, our church is a family church.
我告诉你，我们的教会是一个家庭教会。
You know, sometimes our parents come, does this noise bother you? I said, no, Dad, these are my music in my ears.
有些时候，这个父母亲会问我，孩子哭闹，你会觉得不好吗？我会说。
I hear their cry as a blessing from the Lord.
我会告诉他们说，这个孩童的哭闹声是我的，这个是神的赐福，而且对我来说像是音乐一般。
You know, I want to tell you, Philip Keller, basically he's a shepherd. He says that, you know, to get a sheep to lie down is not easy.
有一个牧者，他是真正的牧养羊的。他说要一只羊躺下来是不容易的。
You want the sheep to lie down, first thing there are four things that you must make sure it doesn't happen.
如果要羊躺下来的话，需要有四件事情不能发生。
First thing, the sheep must know fear. He has feel 100% secure.
首先这一只羊必须要完全没有惧怕。
So no fear, second, no friction.
第二，而不可以有摩擦。
Do you know the sheep, they quarrel each other?
你知道羊与羊之间彼此会争吵的吗？
I have dogs at home.
我在家里有养狗。
Sometimes the dogs quarrel each other, we know why they barking each other.
有些时候两只狗它们也是互相的吠，所以我们知道它们在吵架。
If the two sheep they are not in peace, they be quarrel, they have friction, they cannot rest.
如果两只羊之间有摩擦，他们在吵架的话，就不能够安息。
So there is no fear, no friction. Thirdly, no flies.
所以首先不能够有这个惧怕，第二不能够有摩擦，第三不能够有苍蝇。
Because a lot of flies, they get very irritated, they cannot rest.
因为有许多苍蝇的时候，会导致他们非常的这个烦躁，他们就不能安息。
The fourth thing is you cannot have famine. You cannot go hungry. If you go hungry, you cannot sleep.
第四就是不能饿着肚子，因为如果饿着肚子的话，他们就不能够躺下。
So how do you make them feel secure, feel no friction, no irritation, and let them satisfied in order to sleep?
所以要怎样使得这个羊群觉得没有惧怕，没有这个争吵，没有苍蝇，还有不饿着肚子呢？
Brother and sister, I'm telling you, every time I read this, I always think aboutThat's what our wife does, right?
弟兄姐妹，常常我读这段经文的时候，我就会想到，这个就是我们的妻子为我们做的，不是吗？
Our sister, if they are fearful, they will not rest. If they are irritated, they will not rest. If they have conflict, they will not rest. If they are hungry, they will not rest.
我们的姐妹当有这个惧怕，还是有摩擦，或者是有烦躁的事情，还是肚子饿的时候，他们就不会休息。
But the Lord take care of all of this.
不过主为这一切都有安排。
He leads them. He makes me lie down in the green pasture. He leads me beside still water.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
Still water.
水边。
Do you know the sheep will not drink if the water is running?
如果这个水在流动的时候，这个羊是不会去喝这个水的。
Only the still water, then he will drink because safe.
要平静的水面，这个羊才会喝，因为它会觉得安全。
So green pasture is food, water is water. So the Lord provides it all.
所以青草地跟水这些都是我们的饮食，这个主他安排一切。
Of course, you attend the class, you know this is talking about the complete care, holistic care of the Lord.
当然，如果你有来上课的话。你会知道这里所讲的其实是神完全的眷顾。
Then subsequently, what he says that he says, the third blessing that he guides me.
还有这里有第三个福分，就是他引领我。
He restore me.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Basically, you can see from here that what even but he restore me.
他怎么使我的灵魂苏醒呢？
He restore my soul. Here we are talking about spiritual need.
所以这里所讲的其实是属灵的需要。
You know, in Asia we put high expectation on we have high expectation on our education. We make our children study very hard in school.
在亚洲，我们对孩子在学业方面非常的重视。
So we make our children study very hard.
所以我们都要求孩子要用功读书。
We send our school, our children to good schools.
我们把孩子都带到这个好学校那里。
My question is this: Do you know, parents? Do you know study is a very hard work?
不过我要问父母亲，你们知不知道读书是非常艰难的
？It's very difficult. Under a lot of pressure.
有许多的压力，非常
难。Why then you send them to school? Why you want them to work so hard?
为什么你还把孩子派去送去这个学校，让他们这么辛苦呢
？Because it's for their future good.
因为这个是为了他们将来。
You see, for us, earthly father, we know we don't take care of immediate needs. We take about future needs.
我们甚至是在地上的父母亲都知道，不只是要照料到孩子现在的需要，也要照料到他以后的需要。
Our heavenly father not only take care of physical needs, he take care of spiritual needs.
我们的天父也是一样，不只是照顾到我们的物质需要，也照顾到我们属灵的需要。
So he makes me lie down in the green pasture. He leads me to still water. He restores my soul.
所以他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒。
And then he leads me in the righteous path.
他也为自己的名引导我走义路。
You know, sheep are easily get lost.
这个羊是非常容易走失的。
Aren't we the same?
我们不也一样吗
？How much? Even now, we are lost in our life.
就算现在，我们也是在生命里走失了路。
But he will lead me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
不过他为自己的名引导我走义路。
So you can see that the Lord here, he says that his care is not only earthly but heavenly, but not only physical but spiritual.
所以神不只是在这个地上引导我们，也在天路上引导我们。他不只是给我们供应这个物质的需要，也带领我们在属灵上的需要。
Life is full of uncertainties.
生命充满着未知数。
How nice if you have a big father, if you have a godfather. In fact, we have a heavenly father who is our shepherd who guide us through.
我们如果有一个大哥还是有一个干爹带领我们多么好，不过我们的确有个天父带领着我们行这一条路。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺
乏。 Why? Because the Lord give me rest. It's eternal rest. It's holistic rest. It's peace at heart.
为什么呢？因为神给我们安歇的生命，这个是永远的安歇。
Secondly,The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why? Because he gives me reassurance.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。为什么呢？因为第二，他给我安慰的生命。
Our Lord not only provide for our needs.
神不只是供应我们的需要。
He's very personal, he's there for us.
他非常的个人化，他在那里与我们同在。
In our today's our competitive world, most of our parents start working and they are not home. They provide everything. The more they give is just to show how guilty they are.
今天的世界里，这个父母亲常常两个人都出去工作， 他们给孩子许多的物质的享受，是因为他们觉得非常的内疚，没有花时间与孩子在一起。
Our Lord not only gives, our Lord not only provides, He is there for us. He spends time with us.
我们的主不只是供应我们的需要，他也与我们同在，花时间陪伴着我们。
You look at verse four.
你们看第四节。
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.Your rod, your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Of course, shadow of death. Basically, the word is, are we facing death? Our biggest problem is death.
当然，死荫的幽谷这里的意思就是死亡，因为我们面对最大的问题就是死亡。
Even on the valley of death.The Lord is with us.
就算是走过死荫的幽谷，神都与我们同在。
I want to emphasize to you that the word, I fear no evil is very special.
我要向大家强调，这里不怕遭害是非常的特别。
It actually rhymes here. You know, when we interpret the psalms or poetic literature.We have to look at the structure, but at the same time, we have to listen to the music.
这个其实是一篇诗。当我们在解这篇诗的时候，我们要记得，不只是要看这个诗的构造，我们也要看，也要听它的这个曲调，因为它是一篇诗，所以是有押韵的。
Therefore, learning the Hebrew language has an advantage.
所以在学习这个希伯来文，在这一方面就会给我们好处。
The word evil in the Hebrew is ra.
这个遭害在希伯来文里面是 ra.
But the shepherd is ra.
不过这个牧者在希伯来里面是 ra.
I have the Lord as my ra. I fear no ra.
因为我有我的主做我的牧者 Ra， 所以我不怕遭害，我不怕 Ra。
So it rhymes.
所以它是有押韵的。
So the whole thing is telling you have the Lord as your shepherd, you fear not the evil one.
所以如果你有这主做你的牧者，你不需要害怕这一个邪恶的人。
Even go through the death of the valley of death that you not will not fear because he is there with you.
就算是行过死荫的幽谷，你也不担心，因为主与你同在。
His rod and his staff comforts me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Rod is something that is a short, probably 2 feet rod to defend or to fence off to protect, and the staff is a crooked long stick to guide.
这个杖是短的，是要来防避这个狼来攻击。这个杆是长的，是为了要带领的。
So when if we go astray, the Lord will guide and push us back, will pull us back.
当我们迷失的时候，神就会用他的杆带领我们回到这个正确的路。
Sometimes as brothers, you know, most of the time, men are usually have few words.Women usually talk double the time or double the words that man speaks. Do you know that?
通常男人都是话语稀少的，而且女人所讲的话比男人多两倍。
When woman face an issue, face a problem, she will have to talk to somebody, and as if that by talking the problem will be solved.
当一个女人面对问题的时候，她必须要讲出来，好，就好像讲了之后，这个问题就没了一样。
But when man face problem, you know what happened to him?
当男人遇见问题的时候，他会怎么做呢
？He shut his mouth up.
他会
？Yes, no word.
不作声。
So usually the men and women are very different.
所以男人女人是非常不同的。
If you ask a woman how he feel if the husband, you know, does not talk to him, does not even do anything, as if that the wife is transparent, it's just Even being there, not talking to her, she will feel worse than not being there.
如果你问一个妇女说关于她丈夫的事情，她会觉得当丈夫不作声不讲话的时候，好像把妻子当作透明的话，不在好过在。
Do you know how people who are depressed how do they feel?
你知不知道那一些有忧郁症的人他们怎样感觉呢？
They feel so lonely. They feel nobody understand. They cannot talk to anybody. He feel exactly like what is the nobody is talking. He feel like he's isolated from everyone.
他就觉得好像非常的孤单，没有任何人了解他，所以他就完全不作声，因为他觉得没有人能够明白。
And the ladies will tell you, if you don't like me, say so. You can fight with me. You can scold me. You can do anything. Just don't keep silent. Am I correct?
妇女却会说，你如果不高兴的话，你告诉我，你甚至可以骂我，我不会介意。可是不要不作声。
Silent is a killer.
这一个无声是好像会杀人一样。
So husband, talk to your wife.
所以丈夫，你必须要与妻子沟通。
So even the rod, the staff, it will comfort me. The Lord will guide me. He will not leave me alone.
神的杖、神的竿都安慰我，他常常在这里安慰我，他不会把我撇在一旁。
So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because He give me true rest and He give me true assurance. He's there to help me. He's there to provide for me.
所以耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏，因为他赐给我真正的安歇，他也赐给我真正的安慰。
He protects me. He provides for me. He protects me.
他保护我，而且他供应我。
He's there for me.
他与我同在。
Thirdly, why is the Lord is my shepherd? I shall not want, because He made me rejoice again.
第三点，为什么耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏呢？因为神赐给我安抚的生命。
Can you look at verse 5?
你可以看第五节吗？
He said, You prepare a table before me in the presence of enemy. You have anointed my head with oil and my cup overflows.
在我敌人面前你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Many commentators say, Oh, the Lord provides food. I don't think so.
有许多这个释经家说，这里是指神供应我们这个物质的需要，或者这个食物，我不觉得。
I will recommend you, when we read Psalms, try to use the Hebrew, the Jewish commentary. So they give you the Jewish culture, understanding of the verse.
我会建议你，当你在读诗篇的时候，你要用一个犹太人所写的这个注释书，因为这个是从犹太人的文化背景来看这篇诗，你就会更加的明白。
He said, "The Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy."
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
It's not just a never, just a not a day-to-day lunch or dinner. It's prepare a table in front of the enemy. He prepare before in the presence of enemy. What does it mean?
所以这里不是指日常饮食，因为是在敌人面前摆设宴席。所以这个是什么意思呢？
In Asia culture, if you upset somebody, he will say, you want to apologize to him, you throw a fist and declare to everybody I'm wrong, but you have to throw a fist and let invite everybody to know.
在亚洲的背景里头，当有些人得罪了一个人的时候，必须要摆设宴席，斟茶认错。
So this time, the Lord, in the presence of my enemy, the Lord prepared a table for me, and in front of them, He anointed me, my head with oil, and my cup overflows.
所以神是在敌人面前为我摆设宴席，用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Have you been misunderstood?
你有没有被人误会过？
Have you been slandered?
有没有人这个诽谤你？
Have you been mistreated?
或者是针对你？
Have you been violated?
或者是对你做一些不好的事情。
Do you feel no justice in the world?
你会不会觉得世界上没有公义？
Do you feel that no one fight for you?
是不是没有人帮你争取？
Do you feel that nobody understand and no one cares?
没有人他明白，没有人能够认同。
Don't, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because He will vindicate me.
不要这样，因为神是我的牧者，他会帮我伸冤。
Despair not, for the Lord will vindicate you.
你不要惧怕，因为神会帮你。
He will have this feast. He will prepare a table in front of enemy and say, "This is my guy. Be careful. He is right. You are wrong. You did him wrong."
在敌人面前神为你摆设宴席的时候，是告诉所有的人，这一个是属于我的人，你们都错了，你们针对他都错了。
Oil and wine are joy and it represents joy and prosperity.
油跟酒都代表着喜乐，还有这个福气。
So despair not, be patient, wait for the Lord.
所以你们不要沮丧，因为你们要有耐心等待神。
How come we can be hopeful?
我们为什么能有希望呢？
How come we can persevere?
为什么我们能够坚持呢？
Because the Lord is my shepherd, he will vindicate me.
因为耶和华是我的牧者，他必为我伸冤。
He will make me rejoice again.
他会让我有这喜乐。
So don't give up hope.
所以不要失去希望。
Don't be despair.
不要沮丧。
Trust in him.
信靠神。
Why the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I'm satisfied, I do not need anything else.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏，为什么呢？
Because he is a shepherd that give me rest, give me reassurance, he will make me rejoice again.
因为他是牧者，他不只是赐给我安歇的生命，而且也安慰我，而且也安抚我。
Lastly, he will give us rapturous life.
最后他给我安逸的生命。
Can you look at verse 8?
我们来看第
六
节。
Verse 6 says, Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
The word follow, he says goodness and mercy will follow me. The word follow is very interesting.
当这里说恩惠慈爱随着我，这个随着的这个词非常有趣。
Normally the word follow is used in a negative sense.
通常跟随是负面的。
This word actually is supposed to use that you are chasing an enemy and you relentless, you will never let it go until you kill or capture him.
通常是用在这个追赶着敌人，为了要去抓拿敌人的这个意思。
But this time it's used that goodness and mercy will never let you go until he captures you.
在这里说的用法是恩惠慈爱必追随着你，而是不会放过你，直到抓到你为止。
Or we can say goodness or the mercy. The word mercy can sometimes translate steadfast love or in Hebrew hesed. It's a love, a covenant love that will never let go. It will capture, it will achieve its result. Will never let you go until he capture and bless you.
在这里所用的这个慈爱，希伯来文原文里头是讲神守约的爱，神因为他要守他的约，他会不断的追赶着你，为的是要把你抓住，用他的爱把你抓住。
Rapturous meaning you're so happy, so blessed that you're so happy, you're satisfied and contented, you don't want anything else.
当你有着这个安逸的生命的时候，会使你如何的满足，直到你不再需要，也不再要任何的事物。
So that's why he said, I will dwell in the Lord of the house forever.
所以他说，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Do you know a shepherd? Do you have a shepherd? Do you know the Lord as your shepherd?
你有牧者吗？你知道，你认识耶和华为你的牧者吗？
If the Lord is your shepherd, you will have true rest, you will have reassurance, you will have rejoice again, and you will have rapturous life.
如果你认识耶和华为你的牧者，你就会得到真正的安息，而且。你在生命里面会得到安慰，也会被赐福，你的生命就会非常的安逸。
In the beginning, I told you this song is very personal, intensely personal.
开始的时候，我告诉大家这一篇诗非常的个人性。
David know his shepherd.
大卫知道认识他的牧者。
Do you know your shepherd?
你认识你的牧者吗
？It's not a set of doctrine. It's not knowledge.It's not theology, not only theology, it's also the heart. Do you know him personally? Do you know him intimately? Is this real in your heart?
这里不只是知识，不只是一套神学观念，它是从心里面的。你从心里面认识你的牧者吗？
I read from a newspaper a story.
我在报章上读过一个故事。
The story is about a businessman.
这个故事是有关一个商人。
A businessman was taken to court by his competitor, saying that he stole the competitor's design and make a huge profit out of it.
有一个商人被他的这个敌人告上法庭，说他偷了这个敌对公司的这个设计。
So this man, businessman fought rigorously in court to clear his name.
这个商人在法庭上的争辩，为的是要给他自己伸冤。
But unfortunately, the first round of the court, he was found guilty and he lost the case.
不过在这第一级的这个法庭，他输了。
Because they have mounting evidence, there are so much evidence to prove against him.
因为有这个许多的证据是针对他的。
But he disagreed.
不过他不同意。
So he brought the case to High Court, the Supreme Court.
他就把他的这个中案件带到这个最高的法庭那里。
So he'll go and fight rigorously and want to clear his own name.
他要为自己伸冤，所以他用尽心机的去打这场官司。
Unfortunately, halfway he died of heart attack.
不过这一场官司还未打完，他就因这心脏病去世了。
So if we think about this, we might say surely he will lose the case.
我们这样思想的话，可能会觉得他肯定会被判输这一场官司。
However, his wife, despite all the mounting evidence, despite that he has lost in the court, the wife said, "I don't believe my husband will do this. I know my husband. I believe in his character. He would never do this." So against all odds, he will continue and press on until he go to the high court and fight the case for her husband.
不过在他去世，在商人去世之后，他的妻子相信他的丈夫是无罪的，而且他因这虽然是这个初级法庭判他输，而且这个证据都是不利于他，不过他的妻子却因这信任这个丈夫，他继续的打这场官司。
The whole world is against her. The evidence are so much evidence against her, and even the fact that she lost the first round in the court, yet she said no. I know my husband. My husband will not do this. So she persisted and she go all the way. She fight to clear her husband's name.
虽然全世界都针对着她的丈夫，而且许多的这一个证据都对她不利，而且初级法庭那里也判她输了，不过她的妻子却非常的坚持相信她的丈夫，继续的为这丈夫伸冤。
Guess what happened?
你猜后来发生什么事？
Finally, against all odds, she won the case.
最后她打赢了这场官司。
If the whole world is againstOur Lord Jesus Christ. If all the evidence are against our Lord Jesus Christ, what would you do? Do you still trust in Him? Do you still persist? Do you know your Lord intimately? Then you say, No, I know Him. He lives in my heart.
当全世界都敌对着耶稣的时候，当所有的证据都是不利于耶稣的时候，你是否信靠耶稣，继续的坚持下去，说我信靠他，因为他活在我心里面。
Is your faith real? Is your relationship with the Lord real? Only you can answer.
你的信心是真实的吗？你与耶稣，你的主的关系是真实的吗？这一个问题只有你自己能够回答。
Can you say with David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want"?
你能够与大卫一同说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏吗
？May we know the Lord personally, intimately, and trust in Him.
希望我们都能够认识我们的主，而且与他非常亲密，信靠他。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, we pray that may we echo the words of David from our hearts, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want anything else, and that we will trust fully in you. Pray all these things in Jesus' name.